Welcome to Power Play for May 2nd, the first Mike Duffy sighting on Parliament Hill since the ailing senator was suspended without pay 30 months ago. Now acquitted of all 31 charges, he's back to claim his seat. Does it tomorrow when the Senate resumes. We'll ask two senators if he'll get a red carpet welcome. Also ahead on today's show, the Quebec independence drive suffered another setback with the surprise resignation of Parti Québécois leader Pierre-Carl Péladeau. We will ask a Quebec National Assembly observer why the former media mogul suddenly opted for family over politics. And the last Republican ambassador who was in Canada will be here to discuss the almost inevitable Donald Trump presidential bid and what that means for his party and those of us on this side of any future wall that he might want to build. And conservative voters in Alberta rejected a merger and opted to create a third right-wing alternative to the NDP. We'll ask a former cabinet minister why three parties are better than two to unseat the year-old Rachel Notley regime. But first, he's back. Old Duff, fighting poor health, but no longer fighting for acquittal in the courts, returned to his Senate roost today to pick up the pieces after his abrupt suspension without pay in November 2013. With all those charges against him dismissed last month, he's now entitled to all the Red Chamber perks and privileges. Senator Mike Duffy arrived this morning, and our Ottawa Bureau cameras were waiting for him. There he is. Back in like he never left. All right, Ottawa Bureau Chief Joyce Napier had an encounter of sorts with the senator today, and she joins me in the studio. You had an encounter. What kind of encounter?
Well, a very silent encounter. I mean, I was doing all the talking and asked him how he was. He didn't much want to speak to journalists, not to the media. Maybe he will eventually speak to his colleagues in the Senate. Obviously, we had questions. First question, his lawyer had said that he was not well, that this trial had taken a toll on his health. And so we asked him how he was feeling. There was no answer, if he was happy to be back, and no answer. So. Not much, but we saw him, and we can confirm that he was there.
Mike Duffy did return. All right, let's talk a little bit about what could happen in the days to come. He can go back into the Senate tomorrow, right? And he'll sit as a...
an independent?
I guess he will.
I guess, like many others. There are more and more independents in this Senate, although, you know, independent is a word used very loosely, I think, for the Senate, being that it is a partisan chamber,
right.
No matter how many independents are there, I think it will remain a very partisan chamber. And what will he do? Will he get the questions that we've been asking the media anyway is, now, is he entitled to this salary? He was suspended without pay 30 months ago, and he was acquitted by a court,
right,
of law, a court that is the same for all Canadians. Why, then, would he not get his salary back? We asked a few senators that, and the answers vary according to which senator you are speaking to. For instance, Jean-Guy Dagenais, who said he was the head of police unions in Quebec, if somebody was suspended pending a criminal trial and then was acquitted, then he or she would automatically get their money back.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is not the case. We are told that this is parliamentary privilege, and he was suspended by his peers in the Senate. His salary was suspended, and will probably not get any money back unless he decides to fight this.
But he can push for it. He could ask the Senate formally, and then at least they have to consider the idea of giving it back. Yes, is that my understanding of it, or is that all very vague?
There's a lot of rules missing in the Senate, as we heard.
Well,
that's the whole point, right? And the Senate is also telling us, well, if we do indeed give him his money back, and we know the judge has said that these rules are nebulous, are not clear, then what do we look like also? So it is a dilemma, and I'm sure these gentlemen and ladies will be talking about this for the next couple of weeks, maybe.
Well, the circus comes back tomorrow, and Mr. Senator Duffy re-enters the Red Chamber for the first time. Joyce, I'll bet you're there.
We will be.
Thank you. All right, let's take the temperature of forgiveness in the Senate with two high-profile senators from opposite sides of the aisle. Conservative Senator Don Plett and independent Liberal Senator David Smith join me in the studio. Welcome to you both. Senator Plett, you had a chance to chat with Mike Duffy, which is more than we did today. Can you give us a sense of what he's feeling? Did you talk to him about that?
Well, yes, certainly I did. And I did, as my my duty as the whip went to talk to Senator Duffy. We, of course, have asked all independent senators whether they want to sit on certain committees. And so I went to chat with him about that. He looked well, and I welcomed him back.
Did you get a sense that he actually wants an active role? Does he want to sit on committees, or did you sense he'd rather sit and figure it out for a while?
Mike was very clear that he wanted to be a contributor again to the Senate, and he wanted to be constructive there, and I have every reason to believe that he wants to do that. However, he did say that his health had taken some hits in the last while, and that he may have to just take it a little easy for a bit.
He's fairly stoic in these scrums. Did you sense that he's quite relieved to be back?
Well, again, I only chatted for about 10 minutes, but certainly he appeared to be happy to be back in his office, yes.
All right. David Smith, I got to ask you the number one question here. Like, Mike Duffy, is he entitled to get his money from that suspension period back? What's your feeling on that?
Well, you know, I want to be totally open-minded on something like this. There may be some facts that I don't know. I'm a lawyer by profession. Mm-hmm. I think that people are entitled to their day in court to make a case if they think they have arguments, and I certainly want to hear whatever arguments he wants to make. So I do not rule it out. I'm interested. It didn't sound like you were welcoming him back into your caucus, but maybe that's further down the road. I'll let you speak to that. But in any event, no, look, he went through a pretty rough ride, and there were 31 charges. Now, what the court decided was none of these constituted a criminal offense of which he was guilty. And so, you know, we've got to recognize that. So I'm totally open-minded, and let's hear the case. And if there are those who want to say, no, he isn't, I'll hear the argument too, and then have a gut feeling on what's the right and fair thing to do. Because I think he's entitled to the right and fair thing to do when you know all the facts.
Right. Senator Platt?
I think the point needs to be made, Don, that Mike Duffy was not suspended because of criminal charges being brought against him. Mike Duffy was suspended prior to any criminal charges being brought. And I think that is a very, very important issue to consider here. So had he been suspended because of criminal charges, certainly I think it would be more of a cut and dried case. Of course, he has not asked for anything back yet, and we will wait and see if he does. But the point does need to be made that his suspension was because of rules that the Senate thought he had broken and not because of criminal misgivings.
I understand that. Actually, I was going to ask both of you this question because you're an independent caucus now.
Right.
Mike Duffy could conceivably go back and be an independent liberal as easily as he could conservative. Are either party thinking of bringing Mike Duffy in, Don Platt?
I haven't heard any discussion.
Well, listen, no, as Senator Smith says, there has certainly not been any discussion. There are a number of independent senators, as was said here at the start of the show. The word independence is taking on an entirely new meaning when we have 20-some supposed independents who are clearly been appointed by a very partisan prime minister. We have independent liberals who, in fact, have voted along liberal lines ever since they became independent liberals. I believe it is a partisan chamber. I'm proud to be not an independent conservative, but a proud member of the Conservative Party.
Well, and I did a CTV interview a couple of weeks ago after the decision, and they asked me what I thought, and I said, well, when he comes back, we don't have to beatify him and make him a saint. But, like, I mean, I'm certainly going to say, well, congratulations and welcome, and look forward to seeing you again and hanging out with you a bit. You know, I've always enjoyed his company. He's a lot of fun.
Marjorie LeBreton, a retired senator, was on the show a couple of weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, and she was saying, in some ways, whether he planned it or not, he obviously didn't plan it, but he's cleaned up the Senate. Mike Duffy, by doing what he did, has actually
triggered it off.
Triggered a cleanup.
Yeah.
Do you buy that?
Well, I don't think Pamela is ever going to be charged, I'll tell you that.
No, that's true.
I don't think so.
I think, first of all, as you said, Senator LeBreton is a retired senator, so that should be taken as such. And she, of course, will not have any say in what happens to Mike Duffy now. And I don't know that Mike Duffy has cleaned up the Senate, but certainly he was acquitted of all charges.
But the Senate, you'd have to admit, is a lot more transparent now than it was, say, pre-Duffy suspension. Would you agree with that?
Well, yes, I absolutely do, Don. However, that action had started prior to that. There were issues there that we were dealing with, and we have always tried to be transparent. Certainly, are considerably more transparent than possibly even the other place is, and that started before the Mike Duffy affair.
And I think it's getting less partisan, which I think is good.
Right.
And that's the way the British House of Lords has gone with crossbenchers and that. And so the less partisan we are, the better. I really believe that.
Yeah, guys,
I'm not sure, Brother Plett.
But you were getting along fine before we went to air, so good. All right, off you go. Thank you both for coming in. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, well, that was fast. Less than a year after he was elected leader of the Parti Québécois, former media mogul Pierre-Carlo Pelletier announced his resignation as leader MNA. We'll get the full story after these messages. Please stay with us.
J'ai choisi ma famille.
I have made a choice of my family.
Je vous annonce donc à
regret. I'm announcing with regret
Je quitte.
That I'm leaving.
Immediately.
Yeah, the rookie leader of the Parti Québécois tearfully announcing he's choosing his family over a life in politics. He's reportedly facing a custody battle and an upcoming divorce. Well, let's find out what the legacy of the former Québécois CEO left behind. Alexandra Matirsian, is a senior consultant with Hatley and an expert on Quebec politics and public policy. Surprised, Alex, at all? How did you see? Do you see this one coming?
Not at all. Well, thank you for having me, Don. No one in Quebec saw this coming. It was a major surprise. Julie Snyder gave a scathing interview on Tout le monde en parle on Sunday evening, but no one expected Mr. Pelletier to resign. It's been a difficult time for him as leader of the PQ. He's had a difficult year. He's had to fire and change his staff numerous times over this period. But no one expected him to resign so close to the next election. I mean, the provincial Liberals have already started their campaign for the next election in 2018. So this puts the PQ in a very difficult situation in the run-up to the next provincial elections here.
Right, so how bad is the prospect of a better leader, a new leader? Can they get their act together, get someone up there to take on Philippe Couillard, or is it a lost cause and they're going to end up merging with, I don't know, the coalition or someone?
That's a great question, Don. I mean, they do have a few good